ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Straight to the bottom line commentary about today's boxing scene. Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Hey, yo.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history. A man who won't pull any punches. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sunday wrap-up of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, I'm fresh off a trip to San Jose, California. Of course, last night, Robert Guerrero, the ghost from Gilroy, California, the garlic capital of the world, the only town you can smell going down the highway, unless you're passing by like a bunch of cattle. But the bottom line is you can hit garlic on the freeway, Highway 101, when you're driving through Gilroy, California. But the Gilroy kid, the ghost, did it last night. A unanimous winner over Sokuk Aydin. Aydin came in 23-0, 17 KOs. Big puncher, but wasn't able to punch on Robert all that much. Although you wouldn't know it afterwards, because both Robert and Aydin were a mess. I mean, as far as bruises and scrapes and all that kind of good stuff was concerned. A few headbutts here and there. Some good right hands from Aydin. Some good body shots. For the most part, though, it was Robert Guerrero boxing his way to a 12-round unanimous decision. I had it 8-4 in rounds, 116-112. The judges had it 116-112 twice and 117-111. On the undercard, Alfonso Gomez lost to Sean Porter. Alfonso Gomez needs to hang him up. The former contender, star, of course, of the original contender NBC reality TV series. He's a little bit long in the tooth now, and it showed last night. Although he's only 30, he went to the hospital afterwards, as did Porter for cut. So, nasty night for those two guys. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com, using the hash mark Ring Talk, or give us a call on the toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Boxing is an unnatural act, because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain like a sane person would do, you step into it.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power hitting Vallejo, California. That goes down August the 3rd, Friday. Tower of Power at the Solano County Fair. That's right off the Highway 80. Chaka Khan's not going to be there this year. Of course, a lot of you know who Chaka Khan is, the former lead singer of Rufus, a Grammy Award-winning singer. But I remember when she had a wardrobe malfunction back in 1976. And one of her breasts popped out on stage at the Circle Star Theater when she was wearing a tube top. So I saw her a couple of years ago in Solano at the Vallejo County Fair, and I brought that up to her. And she said to me, "You don't look old enough to be there." I was there. I remember that. Anyway, those were some funny times. Anyway, Chaka's not in the house, but it'll be the Whispers on Wednesday night. That's August 1st. The Confunction, Confunction for Vallejo, California goes to August 2nd. And the Mighty Tower of Power goes on August 3rd. Of course, all of my work regarding Tower of Power can be seen at towerofpower.com. Hit the message board, Pedro Song of the Month. The rest is history. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing to get a different perspective of last night's performance of Robert the Ghost Guerrero. We take it to the City of Angels and bring in my ace writer. I'm talking about KP Kevin Perry. What's up, Kev?
Not much. How you doing?
Doing all right, man. What did you think of the Ghost last night?
I thought he looked pretty good considering he'd been off for about 15 months. It was a kind of a rough fight, but I think the fact that his opponent, Aydin?
Selçuk Aydin.
He kind of did himself a disservice in the fight by not throwing enough punches. And he really let Guerrero dictate most of the fight. Guerrero had his rough moments, but he did jump up two weight classes. So it was definitely like the right opponent at the right time for a guy moving up in weight. They got him this interim WBC title. The only thing I observed when I was watching the fight, I pretty much figured Guerrero was going to win after maybe five or six rounds unless he was going to get knocked out. I figured after watching five or six rounds that there's no way either of these guys has any chance of beating Floyd Mayweather. That was my biggest observation, I think, in the fight.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to beat Floyd Mayweather at this point in time. I just don't see it. But, you know, Robert is now almost 30 years old, 31-1, 19 KOs. He's moving up two weight classes from 135 to 147 pounds. Because that's because Juan Manuel Marquez would never fight him at 135. He chased Marquez around the world for a while, and that wasn't coming to fruition. So he moved up to 147, took on a tough guy that nobody wanted to fight, Aydin, who was 23-0, 17 KOs. Pretty good puncher. I mean, I watched him whack Robert to the body a few times last night.
He hurt Robert about three or four times in those last three or four rounds. But the style that he fights, if he doesn't knock you out and you're an elite fighter, which Guerrero is, that guy's not going to beat you. And I think he even said in his post-fight interview something happened to him. He was seeing double after the fourth round or something. I'm not sure why he was seeing double. I don't think Guerrero's punches were hurting him all that much. But I just think maybe his style for being a guy that's a pressure fighter, it doesn't work when you're a pressure fighter and you're a guy that doesn't throw a lot of punches. And I don't think that Aydin was really that big of a puncher. In my opinion, I think that more had to do with possibly the quality of fighters that he'd been fighting. And I'd seen a few of his fights, and most of the fights I've seen him in, he didn't get knockouts. But that's because he was fighting a higher quality fighter when he started fighting more in the States. And Guerrero, I thought he looked pretty good, and I really think...
Hey, the guy's coming off shoulder surgery, too. I mean, he couldn't throw his left hand straight for about 2.5 years, so, I mean, he's coming off shoulder surgery, a year and a half layoff, the wife having leukemia, I mean, jumping up two weight classes. You got to give him some props, man.
I definitely give him a lot of props, and part of the thing is he jumped up two weights. He's a very good fighter. He doesn't, you know, have the biggest pop at 147 pounds. But I really think, you know, he has it. You know, there's a lot of very good fights and winnable fights for him at 147 pounds. I think this is the perfect time for him to move up in the weight. And also, Floyd Mayweather just had his last fight at 154 pounds. So it's possible he stays at 154, and if he does, then Guerrero will be the WBC title holder, and I have very lucrative opportunities. He could fight Pauly Malignaggi, and Malignaggi's not a big puncher, but that definitely could be an intriguing fight for him. He could possibly fight Andre Berto, even though Berto has that whole steroid issue going
me
on.
Me and Berto spent some time together last night. He was at the fight. I asked him how much you weighed. He said, oh, I'm a little heavy, about 160. I said, listen, man, I'm 170, and you're more than I am. So he chuckled a little bit, and you know, we talked about the steroid issue. And like I explained in the article at ringtalk.com, when this steroid thing broke, this nandrolene in his system, taking nandrolene is the equivalent of committing athletic suicide if you're an athlete because of the fact that, you know, this stuff stays in your system from a year and a half to 24 months. So it's not going to escape any testing or anything like that. Yeah. So
I think it's definitely known that he probably, like, if he was using nandrolene, he obviously wasn't using it as a performance-enhancing drug. And it wasn't something that he was putting in his system knowingly, because if he was, he has to be
insane.
The smartest guy in the world. So, it's... Here's what it is. I think the problem with boxing and performance-enhancing drugs in any sport is a lot of these guys who end up testing positive, they test positive because they're using these drugs that are given to them by doctors while, you know, coming off an injury. I know some fighters have injuries because they're using performance-enhancing drugs, but that's a story for another day.
Okay. Kevin Perry is a guest host. KP is the moniker we've attached to him. Of course, he is a writer and the webmaster at ringtalk.com. Alfonso Gomez. Time for Alfonso Gomez to hang it up. He went to the hospital last night after that fight with Sean Porter. And I'll say one thing about Sean Porter. He's going to be out at least 6 months from that last he cut. That was the most...
That was gruesome.
Yeah.
And one thing I noticed when I watched it, and I just want to give a big up to my man over there, Redman Edwards, he was in Sean Porter's corner last night, and Porter looked pretty good. And the thing was, that last round, when the Porter came out and he had that big cut, and he didn't run. I mean, he fought the way that you want to see a guy who's coming up in the game fight. He fought with, you know, a lot of heart. I mean, it was kind of an ugly fight, but, you know, he really fought, you know, tough. I think 147 is the right weight class for him to be in, and I wish the guy, you know, the best of luck. I mean, there's some good fights out there for him.
You don't think he could drop to 140?
I think 147 is pushing him. He's a pretty, you know, stocky guy. You know, I mean, he's kind of short, but I mean, if he could make 140, more power to him. But I think he's kind of shrunk himself enough to make 147. So.
Okay. You know, I watched him last night, and he did look good, but the one judge, Steve Morrow, the former Gilroy, California policeman, had the fight 96-94. when I had, you know, I had it like 8-2 in rounds. I thought Gomez won the first two rounds and lost the last eight. But one other judge had it 97-93. I think that was Marty Salmon. But Morrow had it 96-94. Imagine Morrow and two other Steve Morrows and going one round the other way. It would have been a draw.
Yeah, well, I think the fight was a legitimately 7-3 type of fight. The thing that bothered me was I was watching the fight, and my whole outlook on that fight was Porter, he trades left hooks with a guy whose only good punch is a left hook, because Alfonso Gomez can't throw a right hand. I mean, he doesn't really have much of a right hand. He has a lazy jab. And I was just watching the whole time, like, all Porter's got to do is throw a good right hand, he'd get this guy out of here. But he never threw right hands for most of the fight. And the one time, I think it may be the 7th or 8th round, he started throwing that right hand, and he had Gomez going. But Gomez is pretty tough. He's not an easy guy to stop. Even I think the only time I've seen him stopped was against Miguel Cotto, and then when he fought Alvarez, but that was kind of a mercy stoppage or a quick stoppage. You know, they do in boxing for these young prospects. So Porter looked pretty good. You know, I'd like to see him against a different type of fighter, not a guy that's been kind of shop-worn as you would say.
Man, I wish I would have known Breadman was in the house, because I didn't see him last night physically, and I didn't know he was going to be there, but I was there, and I sure would have loved to have met that guy. He's been a great guest, and of course, he's a good cut man, a good trainer, and a decent rider, no question about that. The BoxingTalk.com, isn't he?
Yeah. He's a real good guy, very, very honest guy. I mean, he can give you a great rundown on the fight, and, I mean, he's one of the best guys out there as far as giving you a breakdown on fights. You know, he's not an armchair quarterback like, you know, like a lot of these people out there.
Okay, Kev, hold on for 1 second. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll switch gears at about 35 minutes past the hour and go into the world of MMA, the UFC hot news this week. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We also got the Twitter thing going. You can tweet us, twitter.com/ using the # ringtalk, RINGTALK. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the ozone light. It will wipe them out. And you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the ozone light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. Or visit airtimestore.com. airtimestore.com.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Yeah, that funky baritone sax you hear is my buddy Stephen Mackenzie Kupka, the funky doctor himself in Vallejo, California, with the Tower of Power this Friday night, August the 3rd, the Solano County Fair. Check him out. Tower of Power puts on a kick-ass show, folks. You'll never walk away from a Tower of Power show and say, you know, that was lackluster, because they just don't have it in them. They're kicking it on all 10 cylinders. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, brought to you in part by the World Boxing Organization. We always want to thank our sponsor, of course, Francisco Paco Varcarcel, celebrating now 25 years of existence with the WBO. We want to congratulate him on that. I will be at the convention later this year, hopefully. I think it's going to be in Puerto Rico or Miami. I'm not exactly sure. Want to mention new listeners on the Ohio Sports Radio Network. And you guys remember me. I was a guy on television back there in Columbus, Ohio for a couple of years back in the 90s, working for John Johnson when Coach John Johnson, the man that brought Buster Douglas to the heavyweight championship when they melted down Iron Mike Tyson in February of 1990 over there in Tokyo, Japan, turned Iron Mike that day into Aluminum Mike. But want to welcome the Ohio Sports Radio Network. Want to mention my friends up there in Utica, New York, Memphis, Tennessee, Houston, Texas, Sacramento, California, Salt Lake City, Utah, Las Vegas, Nevada, K-Shop. We got it going on. We're coast to coast, of course, worldwide via the fabulous internet at ringtalk.com. Want to say hello to all the troops out there on the American Forces Network. Of course, we're also heard on the cable radio network channel, too. So we've got lots of platforms, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. You can check us out all over the place, iTunes, and, of course, all the recent podcasts are available at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. My guest is KP, Kevin Perry, and you'll never find, I will never divulge what KP stands for. It could stand for Kevin Perry, but it doesn't between him and I, so we'll just leave it at that. It's an inside joke. But he is the featured writer at ringtalk.com, and we're talking about, of course, the state of boxing right now. And you know, I wrote a story this week about boxing and the fact that, you know, Julio Cesar Chavez is sort of going around this press tour with Sergio Martinez, a true world middleweight champion, carrying the title belt, looking as if he's the champion. I mean, the picture's very distorting. If you're a casual boxing fan and you're looking at that picture, you're thinking, hey, this guy Chavez, he's the man, and he's not.
Well, yeah, he's not, but I think if you're a promoter, I got to give Top Rank some credit here. I think they waited for the right moment to – I'm not saying Chavez is going to beat Martinez, but I think they waited for the right moment to see if Chavez was going to develop into a pretty good professional. I think he has. I think considering his upbringing, I mean, he didn't have an amateur career. He's still kind of a crude fighter, but I think in these last 2 years – he is really...
He's come on.
He's come on a lot. And the thing that's
surprised me the most is when I used to watch him, I mean, he had no physique at all. I mean, he looked real lanky. I mean, I almost felt when I would watch him fight that, you know, you put me in the gym for about 6 to 8 months, I probably could compete with the guy. So, and that's saying a lot for a guy that's a professional. So he's definitely seems like he's got more strength. He's a man now. He doesn't look like a boy. He's, you know, he's got hair on his face. He goes in there, he gains a 20 pounds.
When I met him, he didn't even shave. You know that? When I met him, he was a professional, and he didn't even shave. He didn't shave. It was like 5-6 years ago. He wasn't even shaving. I think it was 2007, 2006, somewhere around there. But I met him in San Jose, California, and I asked him, do you shave? And he said no. He wasn't even shaving yet. So you're right. He has matured. He's matured as a fighter. He's gone.
His biggest asset to me as a fighter is his strength. He just seems naturally stronger than any 160-pounder out there. I don't think he can make it at 168 pounds. I don't think he has a chance against somebody like Andre Ward.
I'm glad
I think against Martinez, he has a good chance of winning. Martinez has to be able to keep the fight at a distance, catch Chavez when he comes in. Chavez is... His feet aren't really all that quick, although he has improved his footwork in his last few fights. So he's not the total plotter. I think he can, you know, fight an outside fight if he has to and use those advantages he has in size and height and reach. He just chooses not to. I think that's a big problem for a guy that's tall who fights like a short guy.
Okay.
So I think he needs to use his height advantage to beat Martinez. I just don't know if he's going to employ that type of style. And if he doesn't, I think he's going to be a lot of trouble against Sergio Martinez.
Now, I'm glad that you brought up Andre Ward, because Andre Ward was in the house last night at the HP Pavilion. I spent some time talking with him. You know, I've known him for about 15 years now. And the bottom line is, of course, he's taking on Chad Dawson September 8th on HBO. But on the undercard, they're going to show, HBO will show a fight with Vitaly Klitschko. And that's what Larry Merchant said.
Do we have to talk about that one?
No, well, I had to bring that up. I mean, there are some Klitschko fans out there. But at 168 pounds, I want to mention that Andre Ward will be my guest next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as will Cain Velasquez, the former UFC heavyweight champion. So we've got a star-studded show next Saturday. That's August the 4th right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Velasquez. He's a pretty good MMA fighter. Pretty entertaining. And I think he's rematching
Junior Dos Santos,
right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm not the biggest MMA fan, but when they can put fights like that together, I'd definitely watch that one.
Okay. Speaking of fights, putting fights together, okay? Floyd Mayweather, he was supposed to get out on Friday, 57 days into his incarceration. He must have tick somebody off because they pushed it over to August the 3rd. Now he's going to get out August the 3rd. But if you were guiding Floyd's career, Kevin, where would you send Floyd next? Who would Floyd fight next? It'll probably be in November, but who would he fight?
If I was Floyd right now, I would probably, November he's getting out.
No, he'll be out next week. I'm trying to say he'll fight in November.
He'll fight in November. If possible, if I could make the fight, I would fight Saul Alvarez. I think that's the best fight for Floyd right now. Alvarez is still kind of green. He's strong, but I think Floyd could just pick him apart because Alvarez is he's a very good fighter, but he's kind of slow on his feet. He's got good, you know, quick hands. I think Floyd could kind of run circles around him and just pot shot him. And, you know, as long as Alvarez isn't able to land those body shots, consistently, I think Floyd could just really outbox him. And, you know, and I'm sure it would do great numbers. So okay, from a numbers standpoint, that's the fight for him right now.
Okay, you brought up Saul Alvarez. The guy's fighting Josito Lopez, I believe, 140-pounder, moved up and happened to break Victor Ortiz's jaw in a fight in which he was winning. I talked with Andre Berto last night, and Andre Berto he has the same concern that I have, that Alvarez just might physically and permanently damage Josito Lopez because of the size difference and the weight factor. I mean, because, you know, when when Alvarez gets in the ring, he's going to be 165 pounds. When this kid gets in the ring, he might weigh 148, 149. I mean, he may walk into the scale a little bit over 150, but with coins in his pockets and things like that. But he's not that big a fighter.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you 100%, but I think the thing that people fail to realize, and I've really been all over Alvarez and Golden Boy for choosing Lopez, but at the end of the day, this is prize fighting. So if Lopez gets the opportunity to fight Alvarez, and he has it, you know, and the thing is, it's not like he's being called up too late. I mean, he's going to have a decent amount of time to get prepared for this fight and step in there and make the weight properly and bulk himself up a little bit. I don't think he really needs to get himself too big. I guess the biggest problem for this fight for me is the style that Lopez has. He's kind of, I guess you say, a boxer puncher or boxer brawler, you know, and that style doesn't work against a guy.
All right. Kev, I gotta let you go. I'm running up on a hard break here on the America Forces Network, but I thank you so much for your time.
All right, thanks a lot.
KP, Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
And now, the Old Navy back-to-school uniform special, starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to choose them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy uniform event. Come fun, come all. Valid July 26th through September 5th.
And again, BJ's just out grappling him as well as out striking him.
He's just pouring blood now, Joe.
And he's really toying with him, yeah. And now he's turning it on.
Yeah. Diego's a muddied up. And Herb Dean's going to check the cut.
Wow.
Baby J.
Wow. That is a gigantic cut over his eye. That's it.
It is all over.
It's the greatest lightweight in the history of the sport.
Baby J defends.
Let my boys harmonize here just a minute. Let it play. And the mighty sounds of the Tower of Power, folks. It's just, they got it all. They got the rhythm section. They got the vocals. They got the horn section, of course, was world-renowned. They are the Tower of Power, towerofpower.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're switching gears. We're going to MMA right now. Of course, the Strikeforce Grand Prix Heavyweight Champion, Daniel Cormier, and I, we talked last night at the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California, the site of his May win over Josh Barnett. Of course, a big upset there. Josh Barnett was a prohibitive favorite going in, but Cormier took him apart for five rounds. And Cormier has not got the, how can I put this? He's not sculpted like Hercules. I mean, he's got a, you know, he's got a sort of a soft-looking body, but there's nothing soft about him. I mean, he took Josh Barnett to school and flunked him out. It was a massive, massive butt-whooping over five-minute rounds. No question about that. Of course, that was for the Strikeforce Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship. Now it appears, Cormier told me last night that his hand, his right hand, is surgically been surgically worked on. Of course, he broke it in the fight. He also broke it earlier this year, so it was a second break in like 6 months for the young man that fights out of San Jose, California, in the American Kickboxing Academy. But he's looking good. He felt good. His hand looked okay. He shook hands with me, and I said, I don't know if he's shaking. I'd be shaking hands with people with a hand that's, you know, recovering from surgery, because back in the day, you know, Larry Holmes and I used to shake hands a lot, and Larry told me, never shake anybody's hand too hard, especially a boxer. I said, why, Larry? He goes, you know, because you've got a lot of fighters get arthritis in their hands, and it hurts. Well, I've got a little arthritis, but they're not in my hands. It's more in my butt, but the bottom line is in my back, I mean, lower back, and the bottom line is my hands don't bother me, but this young man last night, he was signing autographs, he was shaking hands, he's a people's type of guy, and you really got to hand this to Daniel Cormier. I love being around him. He's a fantastic guy. He's a positive force in the world of MMA, and he will be fighting Frank Mir in October or November, and the fight will be aired on Showtime. Now, of course, the next UFC event will be on August the 4th. That'll be on Fox TV. That's right, Fox TV, not FX Cable, not that Fuel TV that nobody can see and that kind of stuff. No, it'll be on the real deal, Fox TV. And the main event, of course, is going to produce a fantastic light heavyweight fight. And the winner of this fight will take on John Jones next. John Jones is going to take on Dan Henderson later this year for the UFC light heavyweight title. But the challenger of that winner of that fight, that's most likely going to be Double J, John Bones Jones, will either be Mauricio Shogun Rua or Brandon Vera. And that's the main event on August the 4th on Fox TV. So, you know, things are starting to develop in the heavyweight division. The heavyweight division is starting to look a lot livelier in the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, you've got the champion, Junior Dos Santos, who's been on the show in the past, the guy from Brazil. I mean, he's a great personality. He's the hero of the country. I mean, he's like the Babe Ruth, the Willie Mays, the Mickey Mantle, the Joe Montana, the Muhammad Ali, the Pele, I mean, he's everything when it comes to Brazil. I mean, the guy's like God. He walks on water down there. And why not? He's done a lot for the community. He's done a lot for the poor folks down there. He contributes a lot of money to charity. And he's a class act. And, of course, he's defending that heavyweight championship of the UFC against the former champion, Cain Velasquez, who will be on the August 4th edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the two-hour edition, Saturday, August 4th. Cain Velasquez will be in the house. We'll talk MMA with the former UFC heavyweight title holder. And he's even doing movies now. Kane's doing movies. Speaking of doing movies, it looks like Dave Bautista, the former WWE wrestler, has given up on the movie idea, at least for a while. He's going to, at the age of 43, he's going to do an MMA fight, looks like in August in Rhode Island, against a guy named Rashid. Not Rashad, Rashid Evans. Don't be confused between the two. Rashad Evans is a renowned light heavyweight contender, the man that just lost to John Bones Jones on a five-round decision, a unanimous nod in Atlanta, Georgia, a couple of months ago. But the bottom line is this Rashid Evans has never had a pro MMA fight before. He's had some amateur fights, but he's going to take on Bautista. And Bautista, at the age of 43, I don't know what kind of impact he can have, but he's got his weight down at somewhere around 225 pounds. And at one point in time, you know, he was doing all those extra vitamins, per se. And you know what I'm saying when I say extra vitamins, supplements, that kind of good stuff. Or roids. Anyway, he was up to 300 pounds when he was with the WWE, 295, 298 pounds. Now he's down to about 225, I'm told. I don't think he can cut to 205, but I think with 225, I think he's going to be a formidable foe for anybody. Because, you know, in the years he was with the World Wrestling Entertainment, he and The Undertaker and these guys, they would work, they would do MMA workouts. They would actually do actual MMA workouts. So it wasn't, it's not like he's a total alien. He's like a, you know, a rookie walking into something he's never done before. He's practiced at this for years. He's done a lot of training with the Strike Force folks. He's done some training with some of the UFC guys. So the bottom line is Dave Bautista, at the age of 43, going to make his MMA debut, it looks like, in August, or I think it's August, in Rhode Island. So we want to wish him the very best of luck. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. This section of the show, of course, is dedicated to mixed martial arts. We do boxing and MMA every Saturday on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Then we do it again on Sunday. We do the wrap-up show on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. So two separate shows. You can hear them both live right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, iTunes, ringtalk.com, the cable radio network, Channel 2, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. God, we got so many internet platforms, I just can't remember them all. But I really want to welcome, once again, the Ohio Sports Radio Network. They are joining us now for the second week, and I thank them so much for being part of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network family. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live. We're a wide-open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. Sherman Pendergast, who had one fight in the UFC, that was in 2006, and he fought in Bellator after that. He passed away on July 20th after a two-year battle with colon cancer. Now listen, this is the number one preventable form of cancer as far as men are concerned and women. All you've got to do is get a colonoscopy. I know that sounds rude, that sounds crude, but I've had two of them, and they're not fun, but you know, they put you to sleep. So you're asleep so you don't know what they're doing. They're running like 25 miles of cable, you know, through your rear end. But the bottom line is that is the number one cause of number one preventable cancer in the entire world. So I suggest anybody out there over the age of 45, be it male or female, go get themselves checked. Get it done right. Get the full colonoscopy. You can get these little mini tests and these blood tests and these other tests and this and that. But nothing gives you the clean bill of health like a colonoscopy does. And had this young man gotten a colonoscopy, I think it could have been prevented. So Sherman Pendergast, may he rest in peace. He did have he was with the Pat Miletich team. Pat Miletich, of course, a former UFC outstanding fighter. He had 11-18 record in one no contest from 2005 to 2012. But you know, I just feel bad for the guy. I really do, because it was a preventable death. K1 Kickboxing announced a show for September 8th at the Los Angeles Sports Arena. Nobody wants to go to the sports arena anymore. It's not in the greatest neighborhood in L.A., but I dug it. I saw Roberto Duran and Pepino Cuevas fight there. I mean, it was a great, great arena. I saw some professional wrestling cards there. I didn't see any MMA, but I saw some professional wrestling cards there. But the K1 is coming back with their kickboxing. It's going to be a all-night, one-night heavyweight tournament with the idea that the winner moves on to the K1 World Grand Prix Final. It'll be on in Tokyo, Japan on October 14th. So there's going to be 8 matches that night, and I guess we'll be fighting round robin. Now, I like that tournament style. I really do. I really like that tournament style. The speaking of ratings, the July 14th Strikeforce show that I attended in San Jose, California, of course, that's when Chris Weidman wiped out Mark Munoz in quite an upset, though. I was the only one on press row to pick Weidman to win the fight. Everybody else was picking Munoz. I felt like I was out on a limb there, but the bottom line is after the first bell rang, I could see it before the fight. The height advantage, the fact that Weidman had never been taken down in the UFC, never taken off his feet, 0 takedowns. I just didn't think that Munoz, a heavily favored Filipino-American, was going to be able to take him down, being 3 or 4 inches shorter than him. And when you saw the reach advantage that Weidman had over him, you knew if they did a stand-up game, and that's what they did for the most part, they stood up, because the couple of times that Munoz tried to take him to the canvas, he failed miserably. The bottom line is Weidman is a force to be reckoned with, no question about that. 10-0 in the UFC in the middleweight division, that's 185 pounds. Speaking of 185 pounds, Anderson Silva. What does he do next? I mean, he's the longest reigning UFC champion in history. For a while there, people were booing him, saying he was boring, saying he didn't deliver and that kind of good stuff. But, you know, he beat Chael Sonnen quite handily a few weeks ago. And, of course, that was in a rematch of a fight of a couple of years ago when Sonnen had owned Anderson Silva for 4.5 rounds. It got choked out a submission move in the fifth round. That saved Anderson Silva's basically unbeaten record. I think Silva's now 10-0 in title defenses. So Silva is sort of like lost. But I think guys like Chris Weidman just might wake him up. I think Weidman's about 6 months away, one or two fights away from a title fight. But the bottom line is Chris Weidman is the guy to watch, no question about that, at 185 pounds. August 18th on Showtime, of course, my baby, the princess herself. And boy, did she called Kim Kardashian a slut at the ESPYs on camera. I couldn't believe it. I'm talking about Rowdy Ronda Rousey. I mean, she got all over Kim Kardashian. She told Kim, hey, look, I'll, you know, blah, 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 blah. And in other words, she'd annihilate Kim in a heartbeat. She probably would. But the bottom line is Rowdy Ronda Rousey, was rowdy at the ESPYs. She got down on the red carpet when it came to looking beautiful, and she told it like it was about the Kardashians. And, you know, I've never been able to figure out the Kardashian thing. I just don't get it. I really don't. I'm sort of like Barbara Walters. When she interviewed him on TV, she said, you guys have no talent. How the hell can you make millions of dollars? Well, I guess having a big booty and things like that helps. But the bottom line is Kim Kardashian is talentless. No question about that. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of mixed martial arts. Looks like the House of Representatives has shut down any advertising that they're doing as far as professional wrestling and mixed martial arts are concerned. A Republican and a Democrat got together and put this bill together. And, you know, I guess they were sponsoring a lot of NASCAR events and things like that, but not going to be doing it anymore. I guess the money's gone. There is no money. That's what's happening. There's just no money. I mean, you know, the country's broke. We went to two wars we didn't have to go to. I'm talking about Iraq and Afghanistan. Nobody from Afghanistan ever threw a rock at us. Nobody from Iraq ever threw a rock at us. But yet we spent trillions of dollars in those countries, and now we have no money for basic needs here in the country. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, off the political segment just for a second. Sorry about that. But we will go back, of course, to the August 4th card. I'm picking Mauricio Shogun Rua to beat Brandon Vera. I just don't think that Brandon Vera is up with Shogun Rua. Of course, Shogun Rua and Dan Henderson having the fight of the year, if not the fight of the decade. I mean, last November in San Jose, California, as part of a UFC card. I mean, it went 5 rounds. It was such a brutal battle in the fifth round. As Henderson was on his back, he was gassed. He was just trying to make it through the fight, and Shogun Rua was pounding down on him with hammer fists and all kinds of stuff. It was a tough fight to watch during the fifth round. Whether you're a Dan Henderson fan or a Mauricio Shogun Rua fan, of course, my man Dave Meltzer had to fight a draw after 5 rounds. I gave it to Dan Henderson by 1 point. It was a close fight, but Henderson did win that fight. And of course, Henderson is the next challenger for John Bones Jones, and he'll probably get lit up like the White House Christmas tree because nobody beats John Jones at 205 pounds. But in the world of mixed martial arts, with so many different ways to win or lose, submissions, points, arm bars, knockouts, I mean, we can go on and on, but the body cuts. I mean, there's so many ways to win or lose an MMA match that nobody is really invincible in the world of mixed martial arts. It ain't going to happen. Eventually, somebody's going to lose. John Jones? I don't think so. Not at 205 pounds. He may be the invincible one. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. Of course, we air each and every Saturday right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. So catch the live broadcast right here on the nation's leader, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before, this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Checking you tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to say hello to Greg. He's a Marine in the Philippines, and he emailed me and said he enjoys listening to the show, be it live or via the podcast at ringtalk.com. For all the people out there listening on the American Forces Network, my heart and soul is with you. The best of luck and stay healthy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA and boxing. Sports Illustrated did a survey on social networking, and they included the NFL, college football, college basketball, Major League Baseball, NBA, and the MMA world of UFC. And guess what? The NBA has the most social media followers, followed by the UFC, and the NFL is third. So the UFC is climbing in popularity as I speak. A $1 billion industry. One time lost $33 million. People thought it was going in the tank, but now it's worth $1 billion. So the UFC in the world of MMA climbing as we speak in the world of social networking. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we come to you every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Sunday is 11 a.m. Pacific time, live right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Much peace, much respect, much thanks to my wonderful producer, Mr. Scott Cuddy. Until next week.